KC Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode. Back for another episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University. This is your very first time listening to this podcast here in the month of March. Thanks so much for tuning in to the latest episode here, March 2nd, 2026. Again, we are on iTunes, Google, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you see your favorite Kansas State podcast. Well, folks, the regular season is in the books for K-State women's basketball. This was a contest for almost three quarters. And then Iowa State decided, hey, you know what? It's enough. Let's go ahead and stretch this out a little bit, which they did. Iowa State in the second half alone, 56 points to pull away from K-State last night, or say yesterday afternoon, 93-79 there in front of a shout out to those that showed up at the Brambles Coliseum yesterday. And I got something on that at the end of this podcast. A special shout out to probably one of the already, I know it's only March, but it seems like this is going to go by fast too. But my favorite pitchers already of the year. I'm going to get into that in a minute, but right now the current Cats, they're right there in the mix for most of this game before Iowa State decided to hit the acceleration button and pull away from K-State there. There were several career highs, and it's Gina Garcia at first. She has played really, really well last couple games to wrap up even though it's not done yet, this team still has the Big 12 tournament, which that's going to be another pot. I'll have to save that one for after work because the seat's already out, for that one. So there's that. But Jordan Spicer went off in his basketball game as well. Let me see. Yeah. I think a pair of them, let me see here, sorry. Yeah, Gina Garcia, 14 points. Let's go ahead and take a look inside the box score real quick of this game here. While I have that on here. Yeah, Iowa State, 93. K-State, 79. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, Jordan, okay, I just want to make sure. Jordan Spicer had 17 points in this game. Well, I'll have the notes too as well here. yeah, so we got that. Yeah, Gina Garcia, double-double. Yes, sir. 14 points and 10 assists yesterday there. As, you know, K-State unfortunately did lose the game there as well. You had, just looking down here real quick here, I think K-State had four players in double digits in this game, which included Tess Hill, 16 points there, and she was 5-11 from the field, 3 assists, Terrence Sides, 11. Yeah, Jordan Spicer, 17, comes off the bench, and Natasha Klassen's missed another. This is like the second game in a row. She's almost had a double-double. She was 2 points shy of that and a rebound short. Of that, Klassen's 8 points, 9 rebounds in the game, bringing Herod only 3 points in his basketball game there as well. Let me see. Also, Janessa Cotton. There's a Janessa Cotton appearance yesterday. Only 2 points, 1 of 3 shooting from the field there as well. Anaya Foy, 2 of 9 from the field in the game, 6 points. Ramaya White did not score a bucket in this game. I was the only person to not score for KC in this game. Well, they said that they need a lot more than that. Iowa State drops 93 on K-State yesterday to win this basketball game after really a nipped and tucked game for pretty much all the first half. K-State used a huge run to get back in the game there as they outscored. K-State outscored Iowa State in that second quarter, 21-11 after Iowa State led in the first frame right there. K-State had a run late in that first quarter, used that momentum to bury Iowa State there. I'm like, all right, you know, we got something cooking here, man, here in Brambles Coliseum a little bit. And, yeah, Iowa State turned up the jets in the second half there. 56-point second half, 28 points in the third, 20 in the fourth there, K-State. Yeah, 19 points in the third, only 17 in the fourth quarter right there. As we take a look inside more of the box score here, Iowa State shot 52% shooting from the field. The K-State's 37% right there. K-State, 34% shooting from downtown. The Iowa State's 30%. And how about this? Iowa State, and this seemed to be the theme of the weekend. Not that TCU was not near perfect from the charity stripe on the men's side when the men's basketball team lost to TCU on Saturday night, right? But near perfect from the line, charity stripe, Iowa State, 23 of 24 from the free throw line, 23 of those points. So if you want to look at it from a more bigger angle, 23 of those 56 points by Iowa State, almost half of those points coming from the free throw line. Now, again, I might be wrong, but this is probably the course of the game. But so 23 of those 93 points coming from the line. K-State was right there, too, 15 of 18 from the free throw line. I mentioned this before in the show. Going to mention this again when it comes to women's basketball. Out rebounded 50, almost double that. Iowa State 51 to 27. Yeah, you're gonna need again. I'm gonna get to this whole core thing in a minute, which I've been talking about pretty much this whole second half long. If you can keep this core together, this young core, the Garcias, the Jordan Spires, who showed out in front of a great crowd in Bramish Coliseum yesterday. Gina Garcia really, really starting to find her swag. Anaya Foy, the world Brittany Harrod, and you can keep Placence on the roster for next year. You already know what Terrence Sy is going to be. That's the big question going into this thing. Points off turnovers, nothing. That might be wrong. Let's look at another box score here. But turnovers there. Yeah, K-State turnover Iowa State 24 times to K-State 12 there. So that's nearly double that. But again, Iowa State turned up the heat right there. And that was all she wrote right there in this basketball game there as Iowa State runs away from K-State in the second half, 93-79. Eddie Greer, Pro Parts Podcast, all things K-State sports there. Oh, my goodness. Let me see. Yeah. going back to Iowa State here, real quick for a minute. Audie Crooks, 41 yesterday against K-State. 41. That is by far the most points dropped individually on a K-State defense all year long. It comes in the last day of the regular season. My goodness. Crooks is on fire. Crooks was on fire. But yesterday, Audie Crooks and then Jada Williams added 23. And that was it. Those two were in double. Yeah, Iowa State had only two players in double digits. Big. Crooks 41. This ate up K-State, 16 and 19 from the field. Jada Williams, 7 of 11 right there. Your next highest for Iowa State's McKenzie here with 9. That was all that's going right there. That's crazy right there. I was correct on that. Their stat was wrong the way I was looking at it. Okay, so points over turnovers, 26. Bench points 27 for K-State there in the ball game there as K-State ends the regular season 15 and 16, 8 and 10 in the Big 12 conference there. So you got that in Iowa State with that win, 22 and 8 on the year, 10 and 8 of the Big 12 there. Yeah, Crooks, that is a crooked number right there. 41 points yesterday. That's almost, I probably say that's half the points right there by Iowa State right there. So you have that going on as well. Some other notes here as the regular season came to an end there. Jordan Spicer went off on the bench. Hey, hey, the social media team put it pretty well. Spicer Sunday or Sunday Spicer or somewhere like that. But definitely, 16th game this year that Jordan Spicer has hit double digits. There for her, Gina Garcia, career high yesterday in 10 assists there as well. Tess Hill, 16 points yesterday, 91st time in her college career that she hit double figures there as well. And now K-State will try to do something in this Big 12 tournament. And I got to look at it a little closer. And again, I'm gonna record this after work. So it's coming fast. So there's that as well. Let me see here. trying to find. Yeah, so it looked like defensively, Jordan Spicer had, defensively was trying to get after Audie Crooks right there as well. And doesn't help me. And Terrence South is in foul trouble there as well. But Jeff Mini, so we're going to stay on this Big 12 tournament for a minute. Jeff Mini here afterwards, just kind of looking at the Big 12 tournament now as this team does not have that bye, right? So let me see, fast forward a little quick for a minute here. Yeah, it looks like, yeah, I got to look and see. We'll talk about it in a separate episode for sure, as this team looks ahead to the Big 12 tournament here. It looks like it's going to be played on Wednesday, their first game, because K-State, you knew they were going to have no bye. Come on now, what we were talking about here for a bunch of podcasts, all things K-State sports. Here, Eddie Greer. Okay, so Jeff Mitty here real quick saying, quote, well, I'd rather have the bye. We're in position to get that, so no, I don't think it's good. It is what it is, right? We didn't earn the bye. We had a chance, and now our opportunity is to play right away, so we got to make the most of out of that. I think most of the league is playing today. Not everybody. There were some games yesterday, but for us, it will get here quickly, so it looks like we'll be seeded either 12th, 11th or 12th, I think, right? So we'll have to get the answer here later, but we need to be ready to play quickly. Yes, well, there they will. They'll need to be ready to play there as well. Tess Hill, I'll take this to kind of end the spot, this postcast here on this Monday morning edition. This probably won't come out until this evening, this postcast. And then, of course, we'll try to fit the men in somewhere in between track and field, doing work in Lubbock, Texas, and all of that. And, yeah, also, men's golfers in action as well this weekend. And I'll post getting all of that. Yeah, we're going to get y'all caught up here because it's kind of less busy this week other than the women in the Big 12 tournament. Tess Hill, quote, I mean, basketball is like life. You got to move on quickly. Things happen and you just have to get on your bike and think about the next thing. So we have a game on Wednesday. That's our focus. I don't know who we're playing. I don't know if that's set. I think other games depending, but yeah, whoever we play Wednesday, our focus will be on them and then get a win there and then play on Thursday and we'll focus on that one and just take it day by day and quote. Yeah, that's what it is now. That's what it is. Big 12 tournament time for this team. I think I saw, again, we'll talk about this in a separate episode where I think what's going to happen is, as I'm thinking out loud real quick, that I'm hopeful to record two episodes. One on the EG3 side, and then the other side, I'm going to try to do the Big 12 tournament preview on the women's side after work, try to get those taken care of. That's my homework assignment tonight. So we got that going on there as well. I think K-State's playing Cincinnati. I think I'll have to double check on that because I saw the bracket last night and all that stuff. We'll talk about for sure there as well. So K-State, yeah, from Tessie, yeah, that's what I thought. You know, K-State was basketball team now. Look ahead of the Big 12 tournament. Yeah, they don't have the bye. And I believe I think they're going to be either one, the first or the second game. So they'll definitely need to be ready for that. And yes, before I go here, shout out to the crew, the core four, the big core that showed up to Manhattan yesterday for that game. I'm talking about Ayoka Lee, Serena Sundell. Oh, gosh. who am I talking about? Who am I missing here? I forget her first name. And Gabby Gregory, Kenny Taylor was there, and one of the Glenn twins was there. It was not Briley. Yeah, she's up in Minnesota right now. I can't think of the other name. What the heck's going on here? Yeah, it's definitely a Monday here on the podcast here as well. That's gonna frustrate me. Let me see here. I can pull it up here real quick. Oh man, this is a gaffe here on the podcast here, the Poor Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yes, Jalen Glenn. Yes. Oh man, I had a brain miscalculation there as well. Jalen Glenn, I cannot believe that. Oh my goodness, well, they're all there. Those five were all there, supporting their squad yesterday. So I wanted to give them all a shout out again. You know, passing the torch, if you will, there. Passing the torch there, hopefully. There, as you know, I keep saying, you know, Garcia going back to this squad that, you know, getting the 15 wins this year. Garcia's, the Spicers of the world, Anaya Foy's, the Brandy Harrods. Again, you find a way to keep these ladies together, and you can build something with this. But again, it's still unfinished business here. As hey, now you're in a playoff now in the tournament. When you move on, and then of course you lose, your season's done. So we'll have to see what happens. We'll see if K-State, this women's basketball team, can make some noise in KC, baby, here on Wednesday. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, Free and Bible Daily. We're just to record K-State content. Again, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, baby. The Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Once again, the score of the regular season finale yesterday in Bramlage Coliseum, Iowa State takes it 93, K-State 79. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Hayden out there in California. Pro Bunch of Podcasts. Rose on, Go Cats.